The other thing I was just thinking about, you were mentioning HER2 and, 2005 when all the trials came out. But then there was San Antonio 2018, the Catherine trial. And to me, that was the next gigantic step in HER2 positive disease.
So, the other big thing that came out of San Antonio was an update on capecitabine in the adjuvant setting for triple negative breast cancer, which looks to have activity. And so the Catherine study, which is T-DM1 for residual disease, the CREATE-X study, which is capecitabine for triple negative residual disease, those studies have really shifted how we think about using neoadjuvant treatment. So 8 years ago, 9 years ago, the goal was, let's push the PCR rate up as high as possible. That'll be the best regimen. Everybody should get it. And now, increasingly, we're talking about adaptive or tailored regimens where we use good regimens to achieve good rates of PCR. But we know that we can salvage people who have residual disease by giving them adjuvant therapy that's a switch from what they had earlier. And that paradigm now of finding women who have residual disease as a high-risk group for extra intervention is, I think, a lot about how FDA is thinking about the role of neoadjuvant therapy, and many investigators are joining that.
You mentioned the NSABP-B18 preoperative study. In a way, it was a big disappointment because Fisher's laboratory work, he thought maybe neoadjuvant, you're going to see a greater effect on disease-free survival. But the ironic thing is, when it finally, at least in HER2 positive disease, when it finally played out, you kind of achieved the same thing by sort of doing this test and then following up after surgery.
Right, you're exactly right. The B18 hope was that by giving chemo early, you would actually help patients do yet even better. That proved not to be the case because systemic therapy works pre or post, but it also opened the door to all these other surrogates that are now part of FDA approval plans and, our day-to-day work.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to Dr. Burstein, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special spinoff program to a satellite meeting held during the 2019 San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium.